Godspeed, JBD. Thank you for your check-in for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Any stations with your check-in, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa, Chris, up in Oldham County. Hello, Jim.
WHCOP, good to hear you, Chris. Got you checked in. Next station, please.
Whiskey Delta 8, uniform up here, Alpha, loud clear, over.
WD8 USA, got you checked in too. Next station, please.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, run in Saginaw County.
Control.
There was a double.
Okay, next station please.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, got NANO1, next station please.
Good afternoon, 1700.
Okay,
Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Degrees.
Control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Their alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232. Today we're on 7234. That's nice and clear. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available on VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echo Link, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OSCOM and Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skyward. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Radio participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. I will take a short break here for a second. Let the amp cool down. Okay, this is KGBD. My name is Jim, and I hold position of ECRO of Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, we have the following stations listed. These stations need not check in again. KADON, NAOBU, NACZR, NAWR, NATAF, NNL, WD8AXB, WD8TTE, KD8BMB, NNL, WHCOP, and WD8USR, along with NANOR. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alpha Romeo.
I got KB9, IAR, next station please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
I got KC8YVF. Next station, please. To the Michigan ARPS CDF, please call now. It's KJBD, net control. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move on down the line. KJUN, Max, your comments, sir.
All right, this is KGATON. Good afternoon, everybody. First off, KHABD-TM, thank you for taking the net this afternoon. Signals that you're on 40 are much better than we've been seeing on 80. And as I was looking at the charts today, the FOF2 was 7 or better. And so that's where the signal to move up to 40, and it paid off for sure. Anyways, kind of a quiet week ahead for Oxcom in the state. We have the communication unit working group meeting on Wednesday afternoon. That's on Teams. Friday at noon on Zoom is the Shares work group. And if you're a Shares user, or even if you're interested in Shares, you are welcome to join that call. If you don't have the information, you can send me a note, QFOHDeltaOscNovember@AWRL.net, and I'd be happy to get you that detail. With that, I hope everybody has a good week ahead. Weather's nice, air is clean mostly, and stay safe and healthy. This is QFOHDeltaOscNovember, back to net.
All right, KAGON, thanks for your comments. If anybody have any questions or anything for KAGON, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Well, you're off the hook now, Max. Let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir.
I don't really have anything for the net other than I'm here. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. I was running a little bit behind. I was in town when you guys started sending texts, so I had to hurry up and get home to get the net set up. But sounds like we made it anyway. But thanks for being net control, and I'll be here if I'm needed. 73, I'll take care. I'll be monitoring. This is NAWU.
Hi, NAWU. Yeah, thanks for putting up and bouncing around the frequencies on you. But that's just to keep you agile there. Got to be frequency agile. Thanks for setting it up. Appreciate that. Let's see, next up I guess it'll be me. There's nothing much going on here. We're kind of taking it easy, enjoying the weather, and hope everybody's having a good time and the summer is good. So with that, I will next move to N8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Thank you for letting me be part of the net, and thank you for running the net. This is NABZR. We got no traffic.
Okay, NABZR. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to Macomb County, NAWRO. Your comments, sir.
Well, thank you, Jim. This is NAWRO. Tim, I'm one of the ABCs in Macomb County. And was Macomb's Oxcom class. We had 16 total attendees, 5 out of counties, plus 11 of our own team, including yours truly. What a great class. We really appreciated our lead instructor, Bob KB0 from UP, along with Jim Ray and Max himself. Thanks again for the pizza on day one, Max. This morning, we're happy to get our new standalone DMR VHF repeater online in New Haven, thanks to our own AEC Wally, W8 Victor Delta, for his extensive work on that. We currently have 39 members on our roster. That's about it for Macomb, so I'll send it back to you, Jim. This is NAWRO for Macomb County.
Hi, NAWRO. Thanks for that. Yeah, DMR is really good. Mark Breckenridge, NDAW, and NAWV have gotten up the WBADOC with an additional R5 Oxcom channel up here. I got to get it programmed in, but It's good to see DMR sort of propagate out. Thanks again for checking in, sir. I see NHEAF is in and out, so let's move to WDAAXE, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is WD8AXV. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, little town of Vicksburg. I tuned across 80 meters and noise level high and no signals heard, so I came up to 40 and a few more signals popped out, and then I found you here loud and clear, so thanks, Jim. So I tried to recruit a few people to join the net by sending out some texts, and I don't know, I think I got one. I know that NHNLR checked in, so he'll be coming up, and KB9IAR didn't quite get to you, Don, but good to hear you on the air. KB9IAR, he's also coming up for a check-in. So, not much for ham radio this past week. I've been dealing with some very strange medical maladies lately, and they've been keeping me out of the radio room. But today I was bound and determined to be here, as I have missed the last few weeks. So, thanks for running the net. Good to hear everybody on 40 meters, and I will say 73 and take it back to net control. KJBD from WD8AXB, over.
Hi, WD8AXB is KJBD. Well, we wish you all the best there and hope you get back to whatever normal is. I don't know about you, but normal for me sort of varies from day to day. But anyway, glad to hear you on the air and hope things get better. Did get N8NOR and IAR in the list there. So with that, let's move to WB8TTE. Mike, what's happening up there?
Kate, JBD and Michigan Air PNC, WBTQZ up here in Roger City, ECO for Prince George County, Max and MIT, and then manager. Not a lot going on in the MCOM world. Max and MIT are chugging along. We're finding fairly frequently that we have to go to 60 meters for Max in the morning. So if you don't find us on or near 7233, try 60 meters, channel 4. And of course, most of the net controls do make the announcement on the reflector before the net. Although doing it more than about 5 minutes before net time is kind of a waste sometimes, because people tend to pop up on a nice quiet frequency that you're waiting for the top of the hour on. So MITN does have occasional problems. We usually get the net called up on 75 meters, but there are a number of occasions where we go to 60, and it is working in both cases. It's a nice option to have. That's about it from here. The air has cleared up, and we hope it stays that way. Back to net, WBATQZ.
Hi, WBATQZ. Yeah, good to hear you on the air, and glad the air is cleared up there. It was a little ugly down here for a day or so, but it's good to see things getting more back to normal there. Good to hear in the air, sir. Let's move next to WHBOP. Chris, what's happening?
Well, thanks, Jim. Hello to everyone on the net. Chris, WHBOP up here in Rose City, where we've got 85 degrees and beautiful days. And we're just glad that the folks in Canada has dissipated as well. I'm sorry, we had a couple days here that were pretty rough. And, 80 and 40, kind of interesting conditions today. I can hear the stations that are probably at least 100 of miles or more away, but like Max and Mike, who are probably all both within 50 or 60 miles, it's pretty tough picking those guys out of the noise. But let me just roll over and listen to the 3-1 out of Bay City, and we hear everybody just well. But anyway, not too much going on the OCCOM side of things, but, you know, everybody's out enjoying the summer weather. So Jim, thanks for doing the net, and I'll say 7-3 to the group from W8COP.
Hi, W8COP, KJBD. Good to hear you on the air there. Thanks very much. And like I said, everybody's happy. We can breathe easier here. Me, I've been yelling into an amplifier, so hopefully that helps. I've got you loud and clear. So let's move next to WD8USA. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, KAJBD in the RPNet WD8USA, Kent County, where signals are exceptionally strong on 40 today. Not so much on 60, but that will come into its own close to nightfall, maybe an hour before. And, certainly in the mornings, 60 meters has been phenomenal. Like Mike said, we've had to go there to, well, even sometimes on the Michigan Charter Net, we've had to go to 60 Channel 4, and if 3952 isn't working, 60 meters Channel 4 is usually. Like I said, your signal was exceptionally strong. Most other stations are. And what a difference a new dipole makes. Put up a new, a buddy of mine and I put up a new, brand new Pentadyne 160 meter pole, the dipole. And boy, I'll tell you, what a world of difference. So I've got about 5 hours worth of antenna work, and just preferred to get this all wrapped up before winter, because we're sure not doing it then. And boy, what a difference. I hear all stations very, very nicely. At any rate, all quiet here in Kent County, not much going on, which is the way I like it. And also, thank you, Jim, for running the net. The odds on net today, better conditions on 40, no question. Getting right back to you, Jim, thanks for running it. WDA-USA, Kent County, over.
WDA-USA, KJBD. Yeah, thanks, sir. Appreciate that. Not a problem. You're coming in well, and are you sure you want to put up an antenna in good weather? I've been told that you need to put them up in really bad, ugly winter weather. But whatever it is, you're coming in loud and clear and doing well. Anyway, good to hear you. This is KJBD. Let's move next to N8NOR.
KJBD, this is N8NOR. Hey, thanks for taking the net tonight. Appreciate it very much. Name here is Ken. Here in Portage, Michigan. I'm just a few miles north of Charlie, WD8AXD. Don't have too much going on in the world of amateur radio. I'm working with our emergency manager, Randy James, on nailing down the time so we can meet and talk about the next steps for our new Kalamazoo Emergency Management / Aries Racy website. So I'm trying to nail down the date and time that we could be there. So we're getting close. I'm hoping to hear from her this week, and hopefully we might be able to meet as early as Wednesday if it's possible, so we can discuss what our options are and what our next steps. So I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
Hi, NOR. This is KJBD. Yeah, thanks for checking in, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's move next to KB9AAR. Your comments, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been enjoying some pretty good weather in Battle Creek here. Went out to Fort Custer and did our parks on the air station yesterday. It's a good day. That's about all I've been going on here lately. Night Net Control, KABD, KB9IAR.
KB9AAR, got most of that faded off again, but somebody sort of rolled in on the side a bit, so good to hear you on the air, sir. Thanks for checking in. Let's now move to KC8YDF. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YDF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on this week. We are in preparation for a couple of things. We got the National Night Out coming up On the first Tuesday of August, we'll be participating with the county again. We'll have our communications trailer out there for demonstrations. Also have some new things happening, at least with that as well, going in. We now have internet capabilities two ways from the trailer, either through the MI7 network with the microwave links, or we now also have Starlink internet capabilities through that as well. So whether we're within range of one of our receive sites or not, we will still be able to have internet capabilities through the county communications trailer. So that's good. Last year turned out real good. They had three helicopters that turned out. We had Trooper 3 was there. We had the local medical helicopter. And the Air National Guard also brought in a Chinook. So hopefully we get all three of them. They really draw a lot of attention when the helicopters come in. And then coming up in August as well, the 22nd, our local radio club is celebrating their 70th anniversary. So we have anniversary party scheduled on the 22nd. Our invitations are out. We have about 30 people that have responded back so far. So we're looking forward to a good time there. With that, we'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KC8YVF from Saginaw County.
Hi, KC8YVF. Good job. Aircraft always say 8-4. Interesting, they do. And it's interesting to hear about Starlink. If you ever have some comments about Starlink, I'd be here willing to hear them on an upcoming net here. That's one of the things is of interest here in the county. So with that, thanks for checking in, sir. Is anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo.
Okay, I got KD8RHB. Anyone else wishing to check in? Please call now. Okay, KD8RHB, what's happening, Brett? This is KJBD.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim, and good afternoon, everyone on the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Brett here in Calhoun County. Not too much going on. Just got in here late. I've been outside trying to get some painting done. So locally here, we had our Skywarn meeting last week Tuesday. We did an online version, and then we did some simplex testing, digital simplex, because our meeting location just temporarily getting some remodeling done. And then they had a, Calhoun County had on the 22nd, they had a tabletop exercise with like a railroad, a railway like derailment. So I didn't get to participate in that kind of work, but that did take place and something like that, a good turnout. Also, tomorrow I was planning on a District 5 EC meeting, but we're also under flight risk. Basically, almost the entire state of Michigan, most of the 5th District is under flight risk, so I'm going to stay home on that one and be prepared to help out with any kind of Skywarn activities. So, I'll be doing that instead, in lieu of that. Other than that, siren test this upcoming Saturday. I've been helping out with the local, the city emergency management. We've been working on West Shore and trying to get a couple of the siren sites that have been down. I've been working with them and consumers and getting those replaced and getting quotes and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, that's all I have. Thanks for running that. Good to hear everybody, and I hope everyone has a safe week. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo out.
KDRCKJBD. Yeah, no, we got Skywarn Net coming up here next week also. Check out the sirens, see what's going on. Glad to see you guys are doing well down there, so that's excellent. Is there anyone else out there that wants to check into the Michigan ARPSC Net? Please call now.
Kilowatt. Bravo 8, here with the Romeo, QSWR.
Okay, I got KDNFWR. Anyone else we can check in to the Chenier PSC net? Please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, November, Papa Victor.
I got a Kilo Delta 8, November something. Please come again.
Kilo Delta 8, November, Papa Victor.
Okay, Kilo Delta 8, November Echo, something else. You're way down in the weeds. Come back, sir.
November Papa Victor. Papa Victor.
Relay. Go ahead, relay. I got a Papa Victor, but throw it out, Brett.
It's November Papa Victor. Over.
Okay, 88 NTD, got it. Thanks for the relay there. Let's move to 88 SWR. Your comments, sir.
Sorry, I got distracted. I don't have a whole lot for the net stuff, but we're working on a voice call, so, yeah, I'm here. And if somebody's trying to check in on the net on VHF or UHF, the repeaters don't drop, so you're not going to get the repeater to drop till the net's over. It's HF. It'll stay up till the net's over, but feel free to check in if you would like to check in the HF net. It's perfectly legal. Back to net control. KBS here.
Okay, KBSWR, we got you checked in. Let's move next to KDA, November Papa Victor. Your comments, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. I don't know if you can hear me or not. This is Josh Calumet County. First time check in on this net. Just wanted to check in. We'll hold it short here. KDA NTV, that's me.
Okay, KDA-NPD, thanks for checking in, sir. We're here every Sunday night, so check in anytime you want. Got any comments? We'd be glad to hear them. This is KDA-NPD, Net Control. Anyone else with you to check in to the Michigan Air PSC Net, please call now. Okay, I haven't heard anything except stuff bleeding in. Are there any relays? Any relays? Okay, nothing heard. This is KJBD. Thanks everyone for checking in to Michigan Air PSC Net. We certainly appreciate that. And we're going to secure the net at 1726. This is KJBD Net Control. Thanks all.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, N8OBU, and have a good evening.
N8OBU, thanks.
Thanks, guys. We'll try to do this again next week. N8OBU, 73 all.